Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Big morning in Morning Ireland Sport, Darren.
Mary, it surely is. Yeah, exciting couple of weeks here. This is the time of year where we have the draws, and the Tailteann Cup is centre stage today. And I'm delighted to say that we have a couple of very special guests with us. We are making the draw for the quarterfinals of this competition. GAA President Jarla Burns is with us, as too is Bernard Smith, the GAA Games Administration Manager. Gentlemen, you're both very, very welcome here. To explain the format of this draw, the group winners Kildare, Limerick, Fermanagh and Wicklow, they'll be in Bowl 1. And then in Bowl 2, they're the four preliminary quarterfinal winners from the weekend. So we've Sligo, Westmeath, Wexford and Offaly. The group winners will have home advantage for these quarterfinals, and the draw subject to ensuring there's no repeat pairings from the group stages. And there's quite a few that could possibly happen. They are Kildare, Sligo, Limerick and Westmeath, they've already played. Fermanagh and Wexford and Wicklow and Offaly. So should any of these repeat pairings occur, we'll adjust the draw accordingly, and Bernard, you'll be able to come in and just clarify what exactly is coming on. Now let's begin. Jarlath, could you draw the first bowl one?
Agus sin chéad Éirinn, am we as on fata na Fermanagh.
Fermanagh will have home advantage next weekend in this quarter final, and this is bowl two. Who will they play, Jarlath?
Siad Imirch. And yet then Sligo.
So Fermanagh and Sligo. Sligo narrowly lost out in the semi-final last season to Down, who would eventually go on and win the competition. So next home team.
Kilwanthan, Wicklow.
Wicklow, what a season they are having under Sean McConville and his team there. The Garden County will host
Uvalia.
Awfully. So that pairing can't happen, Bernard, can it?
That's correct. No, that's,
and we'll just get you to speak into the microphone there, Bernard. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a repeat pairing from the group stages. So we'll ask Jarlath to draw a game from bowl two, and then we'll repackage Awfully and add it back to the bowl.
And Awfully will go back into the bowl. Okay. Next up. So the Wicklow will have home advantage, Jarlath.
On Irvi.
Westmeath.
That's Awfully back in the bowler.
Yeah. Okay. Just to confirm that, Wicklow and Westmeath, our third pairing. Four teams to go.
Kildare.
Will be in Newbridge for their quarter final. What a fine venue that's been. A team that's finding momentum. A little bit unlucky in the Leinster Championship this year. And they will play
Uvalia.
Awfully. What a game that's going to be. Big local derby there,
sure,
Jarlath.
Yes.
Just two left.
Limnach.
And we have Limerick. And they will play
Loch Garman.
Wexford. So I'm going to run through those fixtures again. So we Fermanagh against Sligo. We have Wicklow against Westmeath, Kildare against Offaly, and Limerick against Wexford. And those games, those matches will be played next weekend, so this coming weekend, and the CCCC, they'll confirm the dates, times and venues later today. Jarlath, great to have you here in studio this time of year again. The Tailteann Cup, first of all, can I ask you about that? Do you think it's been a huge success, fourth year in the running now?
Yeah, it has been a great success. If you look at the winners of the Tailteann Cup, if you look at Meath 2 years ago, how well they did. They got the Leinster final this year, beating Dublin, obviously, in the semi-final. Last year's winners, Down, if they beat Monaghan at the weekend, they could be in a quarter-final, All-Ireland quarter-final. That's exactly what we want the Tailteann Cup to do. The aim of the Tailteann Cup was firstly to have a competition that was meaningful for those teams that knew they weren't at the stage to win the Sam Maguire, but also as a development competition, the winner gets back into the Sam Maguire. That's the big reward, and Down have certainly reaped that this year. They could be in an All-Ireland quarter-final.
do you think we'll ever see a third tier competition? Because there is some teams that have fallen off in this in the second tier.
Yeah, well, we would always say that if there's an appetite around the country for that in those counties, we would certainly consider that. Last year, when we did the consultation, we do consultations all the time in the provinces. When we went to the provinces, we found that there was an appetite in Munster for it, but not in Leinster. So we're not just ready for that yet. We don't want it to become a glorified Division 4 of the National League, because those teams already see each other. And there is a big novelty if a team rocks up against Kildare, let's say, and beats them, or Fermanagh, or some of the teams that you might raise eyebrows at for being in it. But these competitions don't lie down. And if you're in the Tailteann Cup, you're in it for a reason. If you look at Kildare, Kildare now becoming a genuine jewel county. Their hurlers won yesterday, will be competing in the Liam McCarthy Cup. That's an incredible achievement for that county. And sometimes that might come at the expense of football or vice versa, you find that. But certainly there's a population in Kildare now to be a genuine jewel county.
Yeah, you were at the Joe McDonagh Cup final yesterday, and I know you were very impressed with Kildare, but you know, it's going to be up against it for them, isn't it? Kind of making such a jump. They've gone from Christy Ring, Joe McDonagh, and now up to Senior Hurling Championship for next year.
Yeah, so it's an incredible achievement for them. Last year presented their goalkeeper, Paddy McKenna from Clane, and it was one of the Boren lads that I presented it to yesterday. Rain and his brother, Kean, got man of the match, and the other brother, Conan, it's actually out with an ACL injury. So it is a very tight group of people. You have Newbridge, you have Leixlip, you have Clane, you have Selbridge, you know, five or six clubs there. But a lot, you know, if you look at Naas, for example, they're playing in the Kilkenny leagues, and you can see that that's really starting to tell on them. If you look at the Leinster Championship, you know, you had Offaly and you had Antrim this year. One of the two of them was going to stay up or go down. There's only one goes down every year, so they have a good chance, and they are definitely on the way up, and it should give hope to a lot of teams. But I thought that the biggest news of yesterday was that we had representatives from the 45 new clubs that our pilot scheme, which has been headed by our Hurling Development Committee, led by Terry Riley, and our head of hurling, William Maher. They were in Croke Park yesterday, and that's probably the single most exciting thing that's happening in the GAA at the moment. We are really, really focused on trying to get more clubs playing hurling, particularly at underage level.
Gaelic football, the new rules. I know it's the first season of them, but so far, early impressions?
Yeah, we're very, very pleased with it. Jim Gavin deserves so much credit along with his committee for what they have done. It was very radical. It was disruptive. But I think that if you look at the games, it has opened the game out incredibly. The one big fear that we had was how would it translate to club level? And now that the club leagues around the country are in full swing and we're watching it, I think it has gone really, really well at club level. I'm talking to club referees all the time. They love the fact that the discipline has improved. So if you just look at a statistic from that, we played the under-20 All-Ireland final 2 weeks ago between Louth and Tyrone. No red cards, no black cards, no yellow cards, not even a tick. So one of the big advantages from this has been the increase and the improvement in the discipline of the players. We are gradually changing that culture, and that was something that
they don't have time
about
to have any disciplinary problems, do they? Well, it's moving so quickly.
That's something that is. But having to hand the ball over, you know, after you give a free, it doesn't allow for anybody who is in the mood to be disruptive or cantilach, as they would say in Irish, to achieve that. There is no benefit in doing that anymore.
Jareth, Caseman Park. Andy McEntee was on here earlier in the programme, and he's called on the GAA and the Irish government to get behind the British government and make this vision, this dream happen. Have any update for us? This is a big week, isn't it?
The Irish government have been really supportive for us and right behind us on this, and extremely focused on it, and deserve great credit for the fact that they've already pledged 40 million to it. This is the big week for it, Darren, because the June monitoring round, we will know on Wednesday exactly how much, if anything, that the British government are going to pledge to it. We have a management meeting on Friday. We're going to discuss then our options, because at that stage we will be in a better position to speculate on exactly what we can build. But we are still focused on building this stadium in Belfast that can hold Ulster finals. Mm.
Before we let you go, Jareth, I've been reading a lot of the newspapers. You've been linked with another Uachtaráin job, President of Ireland. Are you about to enter the race?
I most certainly am not, Darren. I can confidently say that today, confirm it for you. I have another year of the GAA presidency to do, and I would certainly not be in a mood to give that up to go for anything else. I have I have a lot of things to do in the GA and a very short time to do it. So thank you very much for asking, but it's a firm no from me.
Jareth, thank you, and to Bernard as well from the GA, and more draws next year. We have Tailteann Cups, or next week, we have Tailteann Cup semi-final, don't we, Bernard? Yep. And we have then the preliminary quarter-finals for the Senior Football Championship, which we're really excited about. Before I go, just a couple of headlines. Kilkenny, the Leinster Hurling Champions, beating Galway yesterday. Kildare, as Jareth has mentioned, winning that Joe McDonagh competition. In the TJ Carr Ladies Football Championship, Dublin came from behind to draw with Waterford, and the reigning champions Kerry got the better of Mayo. Shane Lowry tied 13th in the end of the Canadian Open. Portugal beat Spain in a penalty shootout to win the Nations League. And Carlos Alcaraz beat Yannick Sinner, an absolute thriller, to win the French Open title.